For our first interview today on Eye on the Valley, we're hearing from Ward Draper from the 5 and 2 Ministries, a Christian church that runs a shelter and provides resources to homeless people in Abbotsford. Draper told us about how the situation has and has not changed during the pandemic and highlighted the needs that remain unmet after all of his years in public service. Here is our conversation.
So we're here with Ward Draper from 5 and 2. Ward, you work a lot with the homeless folks out in the valley. I'm wondering how the nature of your work has changed now that the COVID-19 pandemic has put restrictions on what you can do.
Well, it really hasn't put any restrictions on what we can do. We're essential, so we've just had to wash our hands more, wear masks. Other service agencies have decreased services just because of structure or types of services. All we've seen is just an increase, and it hasn't affected us other than, like I said, just taking those recommended precautions. We're just steady.
With the weather getting colder and now the winter season starting to be upon us, how is that going to affect the indoor shelter situation? Because with these restrictions that BC government has put on, I imagine that it's going to be harder for you guys to find shelter for people to stay warm this year.
It's been difficult in general to find shelter over the last decade and a half or so that we've been doing this, but I don't know how difficult it is going to be in that we've got one extreme weather site up and running now. We've got Lookout Shelter, Salvation Army Shelter. We've got Women's Resource. Sarah is doing some shelter beds. And then we, of course, have our shelter going. What I think is most likely to happen is a lot of folks aren't going to want to go inside because of their fears of getting COVID. So I think the more adverse thing we may see will be individuals staying away from shelters just from their fears of possibly catching COVID, even though I don't know of any cases in our shelter system yet.
Mm-hmm. Could you let our listeners know about how many homeless people are actually residing in the city?
Well, in Abbotsford, we don't have a precise number because that's always difficult to get, impossible to get, actually. But our best guess is someplace around 400 people are outside in the streets of Abbotsford, living in their cars or living on the streets.
How challenging is it for you guys that are advocates of the homeless to actually get them tested for COVID?
Well, that hasn't been difficult yet for those who wanted. Like when we did a round of testing back in, I guess it was April. I don't think the access has been is too difficult. It's there. It's just a matter of logistics and planning. Many of our folks have done it already with our shelter. I know other shelters are testing as well. And if our staff or clients, the guests at our shelter would like testing, it wouldn't be much of a problem. It's just planning it all out.
I'm surprised to hear that you're not coming up against too many issues, but I also assume that perhaps you are and they're just not directly related to COVID. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about right now that's like really important going on in your community, in the homeless community?
I mean, it's the same old song that's been going on forever. We just need housing. That's it. I mean, this is not something surprising. I mean, I know a lot of people who work with the homeless community have said the same things and will continue the same things, saying the same things, that our government was able magically to pull out billions and billions and billions of dollars to bail out every possible industry in Canada or people group, it seems. Yet over the decades that we've been fighting for housing, we still can't manifest that. So it just demonstrates that lack of will, political will, to actually address one of our greatest social deficits in Canada, which is just the access to housing. I know the government wants to put together 3,000 new units of housing or something over the next couple of years, but by the time we get those complete, we'll have lost probably double or triple of affordable housing units just due to growth and development. They are not keeping pace, and they've never taken it serious how desperately we need housing. The homeless report that came out of Vancouver just the other day. I mean, showing the increase just in the elderly ending up outside, the older folks ending outside. And we're seeing those numbers significant increase. That's what our shelter responded to a couple of years ago, because we were finding it before the data was out that we're seeing much more people over the age of 50 outside. And so now the data is starting to back that up, but we're still not seeing responses that are fast and immediate for these really, really pressing social needs.
How do you think the issues that homeless and transient people in the Valley face are different than people in the city down here?
Well, I mean, there's much more in the way of available services in Vancouver. The DTS has got, you know, downtown has got tons of services. They have a more proactive city council in some ways. One of the benefits that Vancouver has opposed to the rest of municipalities in BC is they've got their own charter as opposed to everybody else in our province under the municipal charter. Vancouver's own, their own independent body in that regard. So they can actually be a little bit more creative, inventive, take the lead on things. I think that's advantageous and has been for Vancouver. Abbotsford also, I mean, with our population of homeless, one of the difficulties here is we're also the largest geographical city in our province, right? We're 400 square kilometers. We do have a concentration, of course, in some areas of Abbotsford, but we have people that stay as far out towards the border of Chilliwack or as far out to the border of Langley and then everything in between. So trying to keep track of, follow, support, and engage folks can be challenging just because of the sheer land size of Abbotsford. And then with the shifting nature of the downtown area of Abbotsford, where there is a significant concentration of homeless and persons living in poverty, with the shifting landscape down there and all the gentrification going on, it's going to be a very scary looking situation in the next few years with the thousands of units of housing that will be built downtown, which will be priced outside accessibility for most people.
When I first entered the scene in 2013 to 2014, the advocacy group's relationship with the local government in Abbey was pretty bad. You know, there were court cases, there were other situations taking place. Relating to that time, how would you find your relationship going with city council now? Because you have to deal with them on a pretty regular basis.
The 5-2's relationship with the city has improved in some regards, and in other regards, we're still disregarded. The city is a little bit more receptive to dialogue. But still, that is not translating most of the time into immediate response or address. You know, during this pandemic, we've lost things as basic as opening up washrooms for the poor that live outside, for our homeless community living outside. And we still haven't seen a response from the city on that. Or, you know, can we have public washroom access? You've got some good things happening on one end, but still, you're still playing the same games that I was engaged in 2006.